Now time for Locker Room Chat with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner after a 22-6 win at home against what was then a 5-1 McLeod's team to snap a five-game losing streak. First of all, Coach, congratulations, and your overall thoughts on the victory.
Oh, thank you very much. No, the kids played really well, and Coy had a heck of a game running, and offensive line did a great job blocking. Defensive line played really well. Linebackers played well. Secondary protected against, a couple of potential big plays, and it was a good team victory. Like I said before, Coach Whaley and Coach Cooper Thurston and Coach Stottlemyre and Coach Van Houten did a tremendous job throughout the week, keeping the kids focused and keeping them on task and just coming out. And McLeod's a good football team. They're so much better than they were at this point in time last year. And that's no slight against last year's team. It's just Coach Mills and his staff have been doing a great job. And so we knew our work was going to be cut out for us, but our kids had a really good week of practice and came out and competed. And plus there's no love lost between McLeod and Oskaloosa, so that always helps.
Yeah, you definitely mentioned that last week, and that was something that certainly I'm sure your kids took to heart. As last year they kind of upset you guys, and you guys kind of upset them this year. And how did it feel to kind of get back to that early form or earlier in the season where you guys got a win and then two consecutive one-score losses to kind of get back to that old form?
Oh, it felt great, obviously. I'll always take an ugly win over a pretty loss, but it was good that the kids were able to stay focused. And they played really well and came out and had a great week of practice, and it was good for them to get a victory. That's the main thing with me, and actually with most of the coaches. Our main thing is, we take great joy in our kids being successful and having success, and especially when they earn it and they work hard for it. And so it was good. It was a good feeling.
And this was a McLeod team that was really getting things going offensively for the majority of the season. They put up a couple of 40-plus efforts earlier in the year. You guys hold them to just 6 points. You mentioned how the defensive line came to play, but overall, what was going right with your guys' defense?
I'll tell you, the main thing was, to be honest with you, the field position. We won the field position, battle. With Gunnar Rockhold's punting and Trent with kicking and our coverage units. They had to drive the length of the field on multiple occasions. And, we always talk about is the further away from the goal line you get, the lower the chance of, the percentage of scoring. And, we've actually got a little chart for that we post up. The field position was, the game was huge. They had to drive, the length of the field most of the time. And actually our defense created some turnovers and actually had a defensive score. They just came out and played football the way that they were capable of.
Here with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner. Now, all of a sudden, you guys have a possible path to get into playoffs through the back door with a game coming up against Valley Falls and kind of change the narrative of the season after you guys started 1-5. You have a chance to still make the playoffs. How have you guys been able to relay that message and keep you guys locked in?
We just talk about one game at a time. Our most important thing that we try to, and it's really hard obviously with high school kids, but we just focus on one game at a time, and our game this week is Valley Falls, and that's our main focus. We went over all the different scenarios first thing just to get that out of the way, because with Google everybody's on every site checking every possible scenario, but we don't want to focus on that. Our focus is, we, Coach Whaley went over the scenarios. Took 5 minutes, and after that I said, that's the last we'll talk about it this week. Now we just talk about Valley Falls and what we need to do, and offensive, defensive, special teams against those guys, because Coach Oster is an Oskaloosa alum, and it'd be nothing sweeter than him and his team to beat his alma mater. So we focus on Valley Falls, and that's the only thing we're concerned about right now.
Yeah, let's do the same thing here with this interview then, as we talk about Valley Falls here with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner. This is a Valley Falls team that's kind of fallen on hard times since their week 3 win against Horton. They have failed to get to 10 points, and they've allowed 45 plus points in the last 3 games. So this is a team that has had their struggles, and they've had their injuries, their fair share of injuries as well. What are you telling your kids to get themselves right for this game?
I'd prepare for Valley Falls to give us the best effort they've played all year. Again, it's another rivalry game, and I wish there was a Jefferson County League so that every week was a rivalry week. But You know, there's not. So, you know, Valley Falls will come out and give us the best effort of their season. And they'll come out and play better. They probably played all season, and they've got some talent, you know, and Coach Hofstra does a good job with them over there. And we're not taking them lightly, let's put it that way. We're practicing for them just like we would for anybody else. And we know that they're going to give us the best effort possible. And so we've got our work cut out for us, but we'll be there 7 o'clock and the kids are kind of pumped to be able to play another football game, which you would expect after a win. But we expect Valley Falls' best effort, and we know that, you know, they have big play potential and they've done some things against some of the other schools they played against. They might not have won those games, but they've had a couple instances where they've had some big plays, and we don't want to, we certainly don't want any big plays against us, but, you know, we're trying to limit all the plus yardage plays that they could possibly have and just try to prepare for what we can do. But again, it goes back to one thing. We just got to prepare for what we do defensively, what we do offensively, what we do special teams wise, and just focus on us.
Should be a fun one coming up this Friday. Oskaloosa is going to be on the road against Valley Falls. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
Thank you, Jared, very much.
That was Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by PFRN Realty.